Impeachment poll shows two more congressional Democrats in danger. By Hannah Blow on December 11, 2019. Two more Democrats, Reps. Xochitl Torres-Small, DNM, and Matt Cartwright, DPA, are in danger of losing support should they choose to vote in favor of impeaching President Trump. A survey released by the Trump campaign on Wednesday revealed. Democrat leaders have gone full steam ahead on impeachment, announcing two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, against Trump on Tuesday. However, as recent polls have indicated, impeachment is falling flat with voters, particularly independent voters. This could spell trouble for vulnerable House Democrats in 2020. According to another survey released by Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale, two more incumbent Democrats could face backlash if they choose to back their party's impeachment efforts. The survey, which polled 300 likely voters in Torres-Small's 2nd Congressional District in New Mexico and Cartwright's 8th Congressional District in Pennsylvania on December 8 to 9, 2019, found that the majority of voters in both districts oppose impeachment. Based on what you know, do you favor or oppose Congress impeaching Trump? The survey asked. A majority, 56%, in Torres-Small's district opposed and 41% favored, while 53% in Cartwright's district opposed and 44% supported. More voters in both districts said they would be less likely to vote for the Democrat incumbents if they voted in favor of impeachment. And the vast majority in both districts indicated that the lawmakers should move past impeachment and work on more pressing issues and let the voters decide President Trump's fate in next November. Additionally, over 60% of voters in both groups indicated that the lawmakers should stop wasting time and tax dollars on impeachment and focus on solving problems Americans face. The survey's bottom line states, should Torres-Small and R. Cartwright vote for impeachment, they will be running headlong into the clear majority of voters in their districts who oppose it. As importantly, they stand to further weaken their position if they don't heed the voters' will that they move past impeachment and focus on issues far more important to them. The survey overwhelmingly found that voters prefer lawmakers to focus on lowering prescription drug prices, fixing infrastructure, and passing new trade deals rather than pursuing impeachment. The margin of error at the 95% confidence interval for 300 voters is +/5.66%, per the survey. The news comes as Trump district Democrats continue to feel the heat on impeachment. As Breitbart News reported, a total of 31 Democrats currently represent districts that President Trump won in 2016, none of whom have said they intend to support impeachment on the floor at this time. Two of them joined all Republicans in the House in voting against the authorization of the actual impeachment inquiry several weeks ago, Reps. Jeff Van Drew, DNJ, and Colin Peterson, DMN. Both Van Drew and Peterson are again expected to join all Republicans on the floor of the House in opposition to the increasingly partisan articles of impeachment on the floor next week. The only question that remains is how many Democrats exactly intend to break with their party and join the bipartisan opposition to impeachment of President Trump, and whether that number will be enough to stop this train in the House. Neither Cartwright nor Torres-Small has indicated whether they will vote in favor of impeachment.